Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tweet at us or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We now have our own show, Alexa, too, so just say, Alexa, enable Todd and Tyler's skill. After that, you can get the show live, podcast, all there. Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. And please, if you please listen to one of the radio stations and patronize the fine advertisers on the show. Nick Hoff later this week, Nick Allen later this week, Rob Riggle and Tim Matheson, the A-list, continue. And Petey Max here, too.
Yeah.
Happy, hope everybody had a good Father's Day if you're a father.
Or a kid.
Or a good father, I
should say. Or if you have one.
A good father.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a kid, you got a father.
Yeah.
Maybe you acknowledged him.
6 or 7 is pretty good, Todd.
I'd say.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame.
I was pleased.
It was on this date in 1994 when O.J. Simpson was charged with a couple counts of murder.
Simpson joined Twitter over the weekend, and he had 400,000 followers almost immediately.
After he failed to surrender in 1994, the nation began seeing live telecasts of a slow-speed police chase.
Yeah, we did.
That lasted for more than 60 miles. He later surrendered at his estate.
We're going to have a lot of 25th anniversary of OJ stuff.
Yeah.
Coming up for the remainder of the year.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, did you watch the video he put up for his first post?
No, I didn't turn it on.
Said the line he was something. He's got some getting even to do. Like, OJ, you can't say that, dude.
No, you think she thinks
don't,
she was,
don't say you got some getting even to do when you've killed people in the past.
He's a murderer.
He also said that he is going to use Twitter to share his thoughts and opinions, quote, on just about everything, end quote.
Well, let's know how the Bills going to do this weekend.
He'll get bored with that real quick.
I don't know about you people, but I cannot tell you how many times a day for years now. When something has happened, or I see something on the news, I wonder, what does O.J. Simpson think about this?
WWJ.
He is so, the best thing we can do about him, I didn't follow him because I'm thinking the best we can do with that dude is ignore him. And I mean, it won't be ignored because people think it's cool to O.J.'s out there, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll hear from other sources what his take is on everything, all things that matter.
Yeah, including getting away with murder.
Yeah, I would really like to see his notification section.
Right.
I would like to see
what he's going to get.
What people are saying to OJ.
Yeah, that's harsh.
The 400,000 people were not all fans. Believe me, he's going to be. You think Trump takes crap on Twitter? Deservedly so, by the way. OJ is going to get some harsh ones.
Yeah, but the previous guy kind of revels in it. I don't know if OJ is used to being adored.
Yeah, you see, that's stupid that people think they like. And they're right, because he's got millennials walking up and getting their photos taken with him at bars in Henderson and Vegas and saying, oh, it's cool, OJ, but you're right.
I mean, if he's just joining Twitter now.
Oh, he did. He joined it over the weekend.
He obviously has no idea.
Oh, yeah, hopefully not. Yeah.
What's about to come his
how
way.
How brutal it's going to get.
Trust me, OJ, it ain't going to be nothing but love.
No, it's not. You're right. And he's going to start responding to these people.
Oh, man.
Well, didn't he say recently, or was it just last week, I saw the quote, you know, somebody asked him about, you know, all these anniversaries, and he's he doesn't talk about it.
Right.
His family's in a no-negativity zone. We don't talk about it. It's like, but you join Twitter.
I don't talk to my kids about how I murdered their mom.
Twitter's an all-negativity zone.
Right. Yeah, I wish your mom was here, but I killed her. That's what he says to his kids.
Damn.
He did. We all know he did.
I know.
Ray Lewis did too, by the way, and he's a hero.
Yeah, there's a reason he didn't join Twitter on Mother's Day weekend.
That's a good point. He didn't join Father's Day weekend. And we just got more followers, I'm sure.
But if you were OJ, wouldn't you just want to live out the rest of your years kind of flying under the radar?
Yes. And just, thank the whatever you thank in this world for being a free man after committing murder.
Yeah, just be happy.
And 10 years in jail for robbery.
Yeah.
I forgot about that part.
World's greatest dad that killed my mom.
He might win that one.
He might. I know there are others.
Yeah.
But obviously, he must just be a hardcore narcissist. Well, he needs that adoration.
We know that.
We're not going to take that call, though, if your dad killed your mom.
No.
Please don't.
That's kind of depressing.
No. Happy Father's Day. Week.
The Bronco, do you know where it is?
That was Cowling's for a while. Didn't he sell for profit?
It is on display in a Tennessee crime museum.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. It was a crime.
What else they got on display at the crime museum?
I don't know.
How much did it go for? I remember it was for sale.
It's been for sale a couple times.
I know, right.
And I don't know.
Cowie sold it, for a profit, I think, originally, because it was his Bronco.
Right. Runs good.
It does.
Never driven over 25 miles an hour.
Driven with care.
OJ was in the back.
It was driven over 25 miles an hour.
Yeah, it was.
OJ was in the back.
He had it before and after that day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they got some weird stuff at this place. The Dillon Massacre hatchet.
Oh, man.
The Godfather revolver. John Wayne Gacy's paint box.
Oh, that's sad.
An electric chair helmet from Massachusetts.
Oh, that's a gruesome place, huh?
A Volkswagen owned by Ted Bundy.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that's right. That's when he used to get the girls in.
Yeah.
They went full, what's the word I'm looking for? Dark. That's not the word, but that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, they're in a place of negativity.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah, there's an aura around that building.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm skipping that place.
Yeah, I am too. It's got the Volkswagen.
Do they have the? I saw this on
and the paint. Paint and the Gacy code like 40 young men.
Social media a while ago, apparently back in the early 90s. Mark Jackson, who's now a commentator for
Action Jackson.
There's a basketball card with Mark Jackson, and in the background. The
Menendez brothers. That's wild.
A little fine
front
NBA.
And center.
Sold. Yeah,
front row.
Yeah.
Well, no, that
was after the murder too.
Yeah, it was after the murder, but before they got caught.
Yeah,
yep.
They got caught.
They must have inherited the season tickets
or the money to get season tickets. Right. That's a wild looking photo. Yeah,
I don't know how much that's worth.
We talked about this before. I don't know how much it's worth either, but I remember somebody sold one recently.
Oh, here's one on eBay for $250.
$2.50?
Yeah, it must not be in mint condition.
Near mint.
No.
Yeah. You can pay $250 or $1,000.
Hmm.
See, for the $1,000 one, it's probably in good condition.
See which card it is.
Yeah.
Go home and look through my cards.
Yeah, but check out the card, man. You can see him in the background.
I very seriously might have that.
I have that. There's no question. I probably have multiple. I'm going to sell them all today for $250 a piece.
All right. Go for it, man.
This one's cutoff center.
OJ also says he's not Chloe's dad.
Yeah, that's always been the rumor because she's a little bit more. She's a bigger girl compared to, not big now, she's thin, but, and OJ was hanging out with that crew.
OJ said that he never had any interest in Kris Jenner, Khloe's mom. He then went on to say that he never got any indication that she had any interest in him. More important.
Well, that's the key. All guys are that way. I'll give OJ credit for that one. We're interested in girls that are interested in us.
Yeah, that is more.
That's what it's always been.
Yeah,
all guys can say that. Is he interested in banging Caitlyn Jenner now? Because they were buds.
Yeah, no word on that.
That'd be kind of weird. Now that I'm a chick, can you bang me?
OJ still gets some interest, though, doesn't he?
Oh, he gets laid. He's getting laid.
Just write the time down.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
If your best friend turns into a girl, would you bang her? Because they were best friends. OJ and Bruce Jenner were best friends.
On Two and a Half Men, Charlie runs into something like that.
Does he really? Okay. Oh, yeah,
he meets up with an old friend. Turns out
it's played by a woman who's really hot, right? Yeah.
The character's
played by a woman. It's not some, you know, hi, Charlie.
I don't know who plays that character. I didn't look into it.
They played an actress. I remember that episode.
Yeah.
And the girl was hot.
Yeah. And it used to be one of his buddies. Now it's a girl.
Right, right.
Now that person is a female.
Right.
And not all transgenders are hot.
No, they're not. But for this purpose,
as you would see on TV.
Yeah.
When you see them on TV, all the transgenders are hot.
That episode was the other way around, Craig.
Was it?
An old flame of Charlie's, Jill, comes back and is now Bill.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's Chris O'Donnell.
It's Chris O'Donnell,
right. It's Chris O'Donnell who plays Bill.
Yeah.
All right, then.
You're projecting, Craig.
Whatever. Or I just forgot.
Would you rather? Let's do a would you rather. Your best friend turns into a chick, have sex with that person, which you wouldn't because you're just still friends. You're not going to bang him because he has a vagina.
Friends with benefits, maybe.
That's true.
I don't know.
Well, if you don't, you get accused of being transphobic.
No, you just don't want to have sex with your friend.
Yeah, you don't have to be attracted to everyone.
Right.
I think you're transphobic.
I don't think you are at all.
That's the case.
I don't think you are. I think there's way too much between you guys as buds.
Right.
that you're going to rock his world.
Right. As a woman.
Good chance he's not going to have sex with you either, by the way.
You can detach enough to have sex with your buddy one time.
Doesn't it really all just depend on the augmentation?
Your buddy's PD Mac approved?
Yeah, my buddy, I don't know, man. I don't know.
He's got some good cans.
Well, for you. You know, you're the one that, places a lot of emphasis on that.
Well, if it's your buddy, better have some nice knockers.
For OJ specifically, it's going to get weird if he right in the middle of it he slips and calls him Bruce.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that's going to cause a little speed.
We're assuming Bruce is interested and he's not. Well, assuming Caitlin's interested and she's not, obviously.
Yeah, Bruce may understand, though. Or Caitlin.
I can't think of would you rather the second one because I don't want to go there. But there's got to be something else. Yeah. It's got to be just as questionable. You have to pick one or the other.
I see.
And I have no idea.
You throw your buddy a bone.
You
at least offer it up.
Well, he has to offer it back.
What I'm saying is, obviously, I'm interested. If any of you should go through that.
It sounds like Todd would take care of any one of us four if we turned into a woman tomorrow.
Turn into a woman.
Be an older woman.
Yeah, we'd
most
have to turn
us.
Into a woman.
He don't carry the weight, does
he? He's so picky up till now.
Right. In fact, I would be hurt if you didn't offer.
You'd be homophobic, actually.
Everybody
just bang us now.
Feel the same way.
I don't know how we got there, but, you know.
Let's not play that game.
I know. I don't know. Oh, OJ and Caitlin, that's right. He mentioned he wasn't Courtney or whatever, not the Kong's dad, that's right.
Right, he is not. Sad news that we, that we must report anyway. And we don't like to report this, but we're going to. We feel like we have to. And I haven't looked into this too carefully. However, so I don't know how good this study is.
Uh-oh.
However, it is being reported by the researchers at Stanford University School of Medicine.
Morons. Stanford, huh?
I think they may be.
Yeah.
I think they just may be dumb as hell because this is what their study has come up
with. It's tough to get into Stanford.
Well, they're doctors, and it's Stanford.
Right.
So
dumb as hell.
That's double moronic.
Gazoon
right
hyped.
Yeah. And I really do hate to report this. Contrary to a 2014 and 2014 study legalizing medical marijuana does not reduce the rate of fatal opioid overdoses.
Oh, I thought it did.
Well, that's what we were told originally. And there was more than one study out that said that. But They looked into it.
That just shows you what opioid grip it has on people.
They looked into it, yeah, and they figured out that, well, you know, depending on the state and the stuff that they have available for addicts in the state, and those states tend to legalize marijuana sooner and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just a better state to be an addict, I guess, because they will help you out more.
Help you live.
And, yeah.
All right.
Help you live.
Help you
Thank
live.
You.
Right.
In Colorado and California and those places.
Oh, yeah. Those places are generally a little more progressive. And
they are more progressive.
More empathetic towards someone who may have an opioid addiction.
What's that face you made there, Push? What are you looking at?
I'll show it to you off the air. I'll send the story over to Petey in case he hasn't seen it yet.
Right.
Yeah, now they said that they don't think cannabis is killing people.
Well, we know that.
Well, but we thought we knew this other thing, too.
Yeah.
What they say, we don't think it's necessarily saving people, at least opioid addicts.
Well, that's not the reason that weed should be legal. Weed should be legal because it's...
No, but that's one of the things that has come out, and we've said, well, that'd be cool if that were true.
Hmm. Yeah, if you're addicted to opioids, a little weed isn't going to fill the void.
No, because opioids is hardcore.
Yeah,
hardcore.
They say there are valid reasons to pursue medical cannabis policies, but this isn't necessarily one of them.
Yeah, for other pain.
Yeah. So that's too bad. And I'm looking forward to the next study that comes out and says, you know, that last study, that was bogus.
Horse hockey.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll go back and forth.
That's what we're hoping.
It'll be one of those. Eggs are good for you.
Eggs are not good for you.
Yeah, coffee will save your life, right?
Yep. Milk is bad for you.
40 cups of coffee is fine. You should drink 40 cups a day.
Caffeine is
bad.
Caffeine is bad.
Vodka's bad.
Yeah.
Mostly bad.
Yeah, they always say vodka's good.
They do.
If you just have one a day.
I have one shot a day.
Smoking is bad. Smoking is, there's no report that says smoking's good.
No, could report that after many of them.
Leaders in a Wisconsin city, Wisconsin Rapids. Packer fans are considering a proposal that would fine parents if their kids are caught bullying.
They learn it from their parents, but some kids can be dicks.
They say the issue stems from an incident involving a seventh-grade girl who got notes telling her to kill herself under the Wisconsin Rapids proposal. Parents could be fined $50 for the first bullying offense, and they could receive written warnings as well.
I got no problem with that, but the kid that does the bullying and starts costing his parents $50 every time, that kid's going to get his ass kicked.
I got a big problem with more bullying. Punishing the parents for what some jackass kid does.
Hey, they're raised that way. Were you a bully? No, I was not a bully. I knew some.
And even if they're not raised that way, the parent obviously needs to intervene
and say, don't do it.
Yeah, and be made aware of it and be forced to be like, yo, quit being a... A-hole.
Yeah, just quit being an a-hole. It cost me $50. Yeah. Some
kids don't listen to their parents.
For sure.
But at least it's a way to get parents engaged to stem the problem on.
It gets them engaged. That's a great point, Puss.
If they have to pay out for their kid being a jerk.
More extreme proposals. Like, you know,
parents. No, $50. No, that's where I think it's good.
Parents going to jail because their kid committed a crime. I'm totally against that. Because there's only so much influence you can have on your kid.
I'm for if a kid gets a gun from his parents' house and goes on a mass shooting spree. I'm for
there
that.
It is,
I'm for the parents getting charged there, definitely. Because it wasn't locked up and wasn't protected from the kids. Well, that's a whole other issue, but yeah.
It is.
But $50 gets them engaged. That'll wake you up. Your parents getting a bill in the mail, a fine for $50 because you're a dick at school.
For bullying.
Right.
Unless the parents are just dicks themselves.
That's what I mean.
And potentially the parent shows up at the school and says, I'm paying this.
I'll kick your ass.
I'll whoop your ass.
Exactly. Well, that's of course that parent exists. Dad, stop being a dick.
Then there's some guy who's got money. Here's your bullying money. Oh. Gives the kid about $500.
Right. Sends in like a grand at the beginning of the year. Don't mess with my boy.
Take it out of that.
10 days of bullying right there.
Just take out the bullying fines right there. My kid's a dick.
Go kick the hell out of some nerd today. Here's $50.
Kick rocks, nerd.
And high five him.
Here's another 50 for a band
game. Yeah. tape his cheeks together like Emilio did. And,
yeah. Todd, you got out of the house a couple of times this weekend. Did you go to Oklahoma for the Okie Noodling Tournament and Festival?
No, but I'm familiar
what
with
is that?
Noodling.
That is the hand fishing?
Your hand fishing.
Stump fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're punching the side of a riverbank.
Last night.
Hoping that a big catfish will bite your hand.
If you call her a riverbank, she might not like that description.
Well, it was sandy.
Man, it felt like a riverbank in there. Holy crap. You better get that checked.
Oh, she's a catfish like noodler.
Smelled like it.
She would take that as high
praise. Smelled like it and felt like a riverbank. What's she like? Like a riverbank.
Right. Felt like there was a catfish inside
that is crazy.
So
Todd,
you missed the
Okie
Noodling Tournament and Festival.
Would you ever shove your fist underneath a riverbank and for a catfish to chomp on that? I know you like to fish with a line. I say fish with a line.
I've seen it, and now, I would rather do it? Fish with a line because one
would
time
you do
I
that?
Saw. No.
Okay.
No. I saw, hey, this girl.
Would you bring your buddy?
Probably 105 pounds.
Oh, I've seen it, too, on TV,
Doing the noodling, and she got hold of a big, and it took her down.
Right.
It took her underneath the water.
Oh, yeah.
And she came up
it just looks
gasping
scary.
For
it
air.
It looks scary and gross. Just like, what the hell?
Because this fish outweighed her by at least 2-1.
Do they put a big rubber glove on, like you're birthing a
I
cow?
Don't think
I don't
so.
Think they do either.
I don't think so.
I've seen on TV where they shove, look at guys, they shove their ribbon, and they catfish just launches on their forearm and pulled out, right?
Yeah, like the whole point is to get the catfish to bite you, right?
Right. Yes. Right.
Just to chomp down on your arm.
Right.
And I know they don't have big teeth, but at that size, can't they draw blood?
They need an IQ festival.
I think
their
little whiskers are the things that'll jack you up.
Oh, yeah, those two, yeah.
They're still nasty looking. Though,
there's
man.
Little pointy things right beneath
little
the whiskers.
Barbs or something.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Because the water in the lake was extra high due to all the flooding, they had to wear scuba gear.
Oh, my God.
And so Nate Williams brought in an 85-pound catfish and broke the record on Saturday.
Damn.
Son of a bitch.
No one has ever caught a heavier fish than the 85-pounder in the 20-year history of the event.
You'd have to shove your foot down that one.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Catfish.
Hey, look, no arms.
Or the riverbank.
Yeah. Put your junk in that bank. See what happens.
So y'all didn't go to Wacker Park.
Well, I've been there.
Of course it's Wacker Park.
Wherever we're at, it's called Wacker Park.
Any park that I go to is Wacker Park.
Potentially, at least. Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.